Do you ever stop to think about that, even what that song just said? He is the name. Do you know God doesn't have a name other than names we assign to Him? He is His name. We see that among people in a measure. You know, when you hear the name, a certain name, that name says who that person is, or your perception of it. But His name, oh God, He is. Thank you, Lord. He is His name. I looked one time on the internet for the names of God. They had 900 listed. But when Moses said, "What's your name?" He said it all when he said, I am. You can't perceive with your mind what those little words contain. But when God reveals it, God reveals Himself. He shows Himself. Moses saw all of creation. Moses saw all of time. He saw His goodness. He saw Him. He saw all the law. He saw what was to come. He prophesied of the prophet that would follow Him. He saw it all. And all of that was in wherever two or more of you are gathered in my name, there I am. I am. And we recognize, we look into the name. You can't see anything in that name that He doesn't show you. He reveals. Do you ever think about what light? Ephesians 1, that He would enlighten or flood our understanding with light so that we would know and understand the mysteries and the secrets and the insights into the mysteries and the knowledge of Him. I was thinking about that just a few days ago. I was thinking about that light. I was thinking about pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that He would grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge, the intimate knowledge and secrets and mysteries of Him. How? By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. And I thought, light is illumination. Light is revelation. Revelation is information that you can't get, you can't discover, you can't find on your own. You have to seek it, and when He sees your seeking, He reveals. Light is illumination, which is revelation. Revelation is information. This goes on to say, to know and understand with wisdom. Revelation is information with its application. Application. He goes on to say, so that you would understand the hope of His calling. So revelation is information with its application, which gives expectation of the destination. What is our destination? Jesus said, several places He said, I am returning, not to, but into the Father. I came out from Him. I'm going back into Him. He is our destination. In Him. So when God said, on that first day, He said, light be. What was He saying? No sun, no moon, no stars. They were yet to come. Days later, the first thing, the foundation of it all. Say, light was the foundation. Yes, but revelation. Creation is a revelation of Him. That's why the Bible says in Romans, there's no excuse for anybody. It's all a revelation. He opened Himself up, and with His words, He came out. And there wasn't just a thing or a, it was revelation of Him. And everything from that point on was built on a revelation of Him. Revelation is still the foundation. It's the building block. It's the key. It's the answer. It's everything. And Paul said, I pray that that light would so flood you that you see secrets. But that one of the most important parts in this is not just seeing and the knowing how wonderful that is, but it's not just to see that it's there. But he goes on to say, you need to know and understand the inheritance, and you need to know and understand the power. But that understanding isn't just knowing about it. He says, you need to know and understand the greatness of this power that's in us as it was demonstrated. You need to understand the demonstration. What is a demonstration for? Why do you demonstrate? Why do you demonstrate? Why would you have a demonstration? So you could know how to do what I just demonstrated to you. So you understand how it works. So you understand how that operates. So you understand the mind of the Creator. So you have working knowledge to apply. So you can understand. So when the Bible says He's given you the name, seated you with the name, and with that revelation, with light about that name, you can use the same power that's at work in you the way He used it when He demonstrated. Yes. Revelation of how the power is demonstrated. It's good to be taught. But when you see it, when there's light, you don't just know you can do. Yes. And did not Jesus say, you will do what I've done, and greater things than these will you do? Because I'm going to demonstrate it for you by going to hell and being raised up to the Father, seated with the Father. I'm going to show you how this is done. You weren't there. You didn't see it, but He can reveal it. Moses wasn't there, but he saw it. He saw it happen. He saw light. He saw revelation. In fact, the reason we know what Genesis 1, what happened there, is because it was revealed to Moses. What does this have to do with the meeting? What does this have to do with Southwest? I don't think anybody in here sees that, can tell that, or could question that. This is the primary assignment of this ministry, is to preach revelation, preach the word with the spirit of faith, because it takes faith for things to be revealed. If you want to come to God, if you want to know God, if you want to see God, you're going to have to come believing that He exists and that He will reveal Himself. You have to believe that. And so when the spirit of revelation is in the place, in the room, said this the other day, I just realized something. That one of the key ministry gifts of the spirit in a prophet's ministry is the gift of the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom and prophecy. But word of wisdom, word of knowledge, prophecy, all three of those work together in the prophet's ministry. And they tell us things. But in a place where the people have come and the Spirit of God is in manifestation, the prophet's ministry doesn't just use a word of knowledge to say something. What they say becomes the word of knowledge and activates it in everyone who will hear. You don't get an information, it becomes revelation, working knowledge, working understanding, perception, know-how. There's light attached to it in a different way. And from that point forward then, you can come back and get more instruction and apply it to the light that you've gotten. So these things that we've been, even tonight, what we've been doing, what's it doing? What's it doing? It's working its way. The whole point of the joy and the laughter and that part, why was that? Because as they approached the temple, as they made the way to the temple, they came with rejoicing, they came with singing, they came with laughing. Hilarity. Hilarity. Now, the Lord said this to me a few moments ago, and I couldn't find freedom to say it. I believe I can now. Satan deems himself the great maneuverer, the great manipulator. And indeed, he does do that. But he's very slow at it. It takes him And some things, it takes a lifetime to destroy a man. In other things, it takes many lifetimes to work towards a goal, an aim. He has been working. The Bible says Enoch saw it and prophesied about it. He's been working and working and working. But that makes the Lord laugh, because what he did before the foundation of the world. So he's been outmaneuvered, outmanipulated, outstrategized, outfigured, and outdone. And all that he can do, and all of his strategies, manipulations, and maneuverings that he has worked and brought it to this place where the world is shaking, it will be for his destruction. It will be his undoing, because Jesus came to undo. And we are agents of the undoing. Yes. Ever hear that phrase? You'll be the undoing of me. We are his undoing. Yes. We are his undoing. So there'll be a lot of things undone during this convention. Yes. The maneuverings and the workings and the strategies of the Lord have been set and established before the foundation of the world. And there are many things that he is doing that you have not seen and you have not known, but it's time for you to see them and understand them. Many things that have been said and taught, prophesied, displayed, demonstrated before the people didn't yet see what in them, what he was doing, and saw only what their eyes and their minds could put together. But if you will set your faith and trust and believe and listen carefully and attentively, I will reveal myself to you, says the Lord, in ways I'll show you what I'm doing. You'll have insight. You'll have understanding. You'll have working knowledge in a way that will empower you to cooperate with me and facilitate his undoing. Many of the things that you thought were one way are actually another. Many of the things that you thought were only workers of iniquity, I'm in the middle of it. For didn't I say I hide myself in darkness? Oh, I'm in there. I'm in there. I'm in there. And at the right time and at the right moment, light will burst forth on the scene, eliminate darkness in every direction. David said, I can't even make my bed in hell that you would not be there. So begin to let your anticipations feel the rumble. Feel the rumble.
Come on, come on.
There's a rumble. Whoa! 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 Hallelujah! 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 Whoa! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother, Pastor, Dr. Gene, I don't know what to do. I'm either 10 minutes late or 20 minutes early, and I'm not sure which that is. What do I... go out when I'm ready.
I said this on Sunday, and I don't know if I made sense or not, but I was watching the revival thing that's happening in California that they're likening to the Jesus movement. Uh-huh. And I was watching the Facebook comments, and somebody made the comment that was watching, New York City is holy ground. And it hit my heart so heavy because just the realization of the power in words filled with faith coming from a believer over a situation that looks totally flip-flopped from the way that it's supposed to be. And I thought maybe we could sing this song and release faith for our nation, because when Pastor George came up and did that high note, that was like a worldwide sound that was released. That was like the note. And so I'm not sure I know this song, but the whole earth is filled with his glory. Seemingly, the world is full of chaos, but we know the whole earth is filled with his glory. Can we declare that?
Do you need help from Tony?
I see the Lord seated.